For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Last Friday, it seems another NBA player got himself in trouble with the law. Sean Kemp, 36, was arrested in Houston early Friday morning and charged with misdemeanor possession of marijuana. Kemp allegedly had 2 ounces or less of the drug in his possession. He was booked at the Harris County Jail and released a short time later on a $500 bond. His appearance in court is scheduled for July 28th. Kemp retired from the NBA in 2003 and now resides in Houston. The Seattle Sonics drafted Kemp with a 17th pick in the 1989 NBA draft. He played for the Sonics, the Cavaliers, the Trailblazers, and Orlando Magic during his 14-year career. Kemp appeared in 6 NBA All-Star games and was a member of the gold medal-winning Dream Team 2 at the 1994 World Championships of Basketball. Do you ever wonder why it is that it's the black basketball players that get pulled over and arrested for marijuana? Do you ever think it could be because of racial profiling? Do you ever think that the drug war is bigoted? Do you?
And now for another black perspective on the drug war. Do you remember the Million Man March? I will never forget the pride I felt as I watched the largest gathering of black men this country has ever seen, putting the lie to the stereotypes, meeting peacefully, purposefully, proudly. Do you remember when the television cameras panned across the crowd, the sea of black people that filled the Capitol Mall as far as the eye could see? They came seeking the nonviolent redress of their grievances, the American way. 1 million black men, America's pride. Today, thanks to the war on drugs, there are 1 million black people behind bars in the prisons and jails of America. Though only 12% of drug users, black people make up 50% of drug possession arrests. Similarly, once arrested, they are more likely to be prosecuted. When prosecuted, they are more likely to be convicted. And when convicted, they are more likely to be sentenced to prison time and to serve much longer sentences than their white counterparts. And what is the cumulative result of the drug war and institutional racism at every level of the criminal justice system? Fully half of America's shamefully huge prison population is black. 1 million people. America's shame. For the Drug Truth Network, this is Phil Jackson.
Last week on Democracy Now!, it was reported that in Chicago jails, 150 blacks were subjected to abuse, including having guns forced into their mouths, bags placed over their heads, and electric shocks inflicted to their genitals. Do you think that had anything to do with the drug war or racial profiling? If so, why do you remain so silent? Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.